Again, now with Trump's presidency, the university is presented with another crossroad. And I'm calling on the university to not just be a bystander, but take an active position, an active role to defend their students and say, we're not going to allow Trump and right-wing fascists and outside agencies to come onto campuses and collect foreign students.
Mamadou, we have to leave it there. Mamadou Tal was threatened with deportation. That was during the Biden administration, and now it faces this executive order by Trump. And I want to thank Eitan Netchen. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
It is just past 1 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM, and you are listening to Listening Queerly. Every Tuesday at this hour, we take a journey together through queer music across genres. As always, it's your host, Lauren, coming to you from the basement of Carruthers Hall here on the CFRC airwaves, and hoping that you are having a good start to your day. As always, very happy to be here. You know, I always talk about how it's a little bit of a break in my week, and, you know, it's been an interesting time to be out there in the world, to be out there trying to study and do your best and also stay active, stay alert. We're going to talk a little bit about life, about real stuff in the program to come, but we're also going to talk about the music, so, you know, stay tuned. I think it's going to be a really fun episode, and I'm so glad that you have tuned in to join me. First up on today's docket, I really wanted to return to this artist recently because I feel like I haven't had the chance to play them for a little while, and I find something really humorous about this track in addition to just how I enjoy the instrumentals, and it's got a very tongue-in-cheek kind of feel, and I think that is really characteristic of a lot of this artist's music. But I return to this track because I don't think I gave this whole album the attention it deserved when it first came out. I am, of course, speaking about Adeem the artist. So without much further ado, here on CFRC 101.9 FM, I'm going to turn it over to Adeem the artist with their track, Socialite Blues.
Sit down there on the sofa now, baby. Pour yourself a glass of cab's half two. I found some Etta Baker records at a lawn sale, and I'd like to play them for you. And if I get you humming along, even if you're getting the melody wrong, I still wanna steal all night long, making out of tune songs. With an awful lot of people this week, I'm sure your battery's low, so we don't have to talk or even look at one another. We can take tonight quiet and slow. And if I catch you humming along, and you bet your pretty eyelashes and yarn, I'm bound to just keep. Comfortable now. Let me massage your feet for a few. Just breathe and let Miss Reed speed my picking. Wash away in socialite blues. And if I catch you humming along, whose eyes bent to with no makeup on, I'm bound to stay up till the break of dawn, making out of tune songs. We'll be right back.
I met the devil. I kissed his cheek on my bathroom floor and asked if he could make me small again. He said, my child. He said, my child. I could scrub you clean of this life, your skin would still feel like a dirty word. I said, you were the prodigal child, you know how it feels to fall. Someone stole my pride so they could feel 10 feet tall. So give me this, give me this, give me this, give me this, give me this. I can't be here, I can't breathe here anymore. Deep down into the grind, it's gonna hurt down in the dirt, but smallness has a price. So give me one, give me one, give me one, give me one, give me one reason I should ease your ache. I tell him slow.
And that was Lila Blue here on CFRC 101.9 FM with their track, I Met the Devil, off of their 2023 album, Sweet Pea. We also heard from Adeem the Artist to kick off the top of the hour with their track, Socialite Blues, off of the 2024 album, Anniversary. Almost the same year there. Not quite. Got to make sure that we get our facts right here. That's important to us. You're listening to Listening Queerly here on CFRC 101.9 FM. It's Lauren here with you, and I've got a sort of warm country indie folk feel for the most part on the docket for you today. There's a little bit of variance. We're going to get into some cross genre work as we kind of go forward and venture into the hour, but I don't know about you. I've been feeling the chill lately. I've been feeling a little bit overwhelmed by a lot of what's happening right now, and I found that sometimes when you're having a lot of that really strong fear or whatever kind of negative or otherwise unpleasant emotion you may be having, sometimes you don't always want to sweat it out to the stuff that sounds like what you're feeling, if that makes any sense. I definitely think there's a time and a place, and of course I do sweat it out to the really angry sounding stuff when I find myself that mad, but I think occasionally it's really good to remember what things could be rather than what they are right now. That kind of pulls, paraphrasing from the musical Hadestown, make you see how the world can be in spite of the way that it is, which has been on my mind a lot lately too. And that's kind of the idea for today. I'm going to see how the specials and other special episodes treat us throughout the rest of the month, but that is our MO for now. And coming up next, I am falling back again on an artist who's been a really big comfort to me and maybe to you too. This is a track off of his 2022 album Bronco, which Although I think his debut album is the most iconic, this might be the one I revisit the most. But here on CFRC 101.9 FM, we're going to hear from Boy Golden in just a little bit. But for now, here is Orville Peck with Hexie Mountains.
Blue child, repeated in your head. Young man, fill yourself with dread. Come home, the Hexie Mountain said, to begin another end. It don't feel right to see you, friend. And wouldn't it be nice if I could sleep in my own bed? The Hexie Mountain said, what happens when the well is dry? Take me down the dusty side. I can't find. Guess it's time to move on once again down the pathless trail. And wouldn't it be nice if I could let the dead stay dead? The Hexie Mountain said. Take me far enough to say we're gone. Haven't been out in so long. No one called to write a song. I'm not saying I'm not scared. My stare, but wouldn't it be nice if I could hold it off again? Wouldn't it be swell if I could get things off my chest? Maybe you'd learn to live with what's inside your head. Hexie Mountain said, we'll be right back.
this song is about depression.
I am on my knees, my hands sink deep into the earth. I am screaming please as I move through the dirt. My heart is heavier than any rock or any stone I could ever hold. And all I can do is slap my hands against my chest, so I can be sure I'm alive and I guess. And I begin to pray, I will plead and I will beg that I am not alone. Away from my gaze, floating like a white, can I see through the haze? My heart yearns and it burns like a flame for all of my days.
Just heard from Glitter Fox with Jenny Conley here on CFRC 101.9 FM with their live rendition of their track Married to the Ground off of the new live EP release Live at Mississippi Studios from Glitter Fox. Before that, we heard from Boy Golden with Never Have to Leave off of his album from last year, For Eden. And we kicked that block off with Orville Peck and Hexy Mountains from his 2022 album Bronco. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM. It's Lauren here with you on Listening Queerly. And I knew I had to play Glitter Fox this week because some very dear friends of mine in the city of Seattle, I'd like to say the great city of Seattle, based on their opinion, they seem to really like it there. I'd love to go there. Personally, never been. But they got to go ahead and see this group, Glitter Fox, that if you've tuned into the show before, you know I'm just absolutely wild about that band, and I have for a really long time. As I understand it, they do not typically tour outside of the West Coast, which means I have not been able to see them, but they were able to go and see that band, and I don't know, not only the fact that they enjoyed it, but the fact that they made the effort to take my suggestion and take my recommendation and go out and even kind of let me know how the show was when they know how much that group has meant to me over the course of my teens and now into my 20s. It was something really special from recent times, and I think it's vitally, vitally important to stay in touch with your people wherever they may be and to take each other seriously in recommending art and in in exploring new art, because I guess that's kind of why I'm here from week to week too, is to show you the kind of songs, the kind of music that I'm listening to from week to week that really means something to me, or I think could mean something to you. So hopefully you find that worthwhile. Hopefully you have that kind of community in your life. I wish that for you, and thank you as always for tuning in and building that kind of community with me. Moving on to our next track. I'm absolutely wild about this next group too. I think they have such a unique sound. I think the lead vocalist is out of this world with such a powerful, emotive voice, and they are so stylistically diverse across their catalog. So we're gonna hear from another Listening Queerly favorite right after them. We are gonna hear from Ergo Bria just after this. But for now, here on CFRC 101.9 FM, it is Mel Bryant and the Mercy Makers with Muscle Memory.
Clenching your fists on the wheel, saying it's fine, hold my hand, say you're mine. Reflexes kicking, my ex-lover's words from your mouth, baby.
turns red in the center of a friend of a friend's house. You're a skeptic, rolled your eyes and pulled both of your sleeves down. In the low light, holding everyone's attention for ransom. Doesn't matter, 'cause all the girls think that you're handsome. When I tried walking away, I was streetlight blinded. Then you came to find me, said you saw the psychic and we were meant to be. You made
And you just heard from Housewife here on CFRC 101.9 FM with the track Wasn't You off of the new Divorce EP. Before that, we heard from Ergo Bria with Fairweather, which is also off a new EP entitled It's Just a Fantasy. And we kicked that block off with Mel Bryant and the Mercy Makers and their track Muscle Memory, which was a single that they put out a couple years ago now, 2021. So a little bit of a mix for you between the new and a couple years old. You're tuned in to Listening Queerly here on CFRC 101.9 FM. It's Lauren here with you. We're just in the middle of the hour here, and I wanted to remind you that you can keep up with the show from week to week on listeningqueerly.cfrc on Instagram. There's a potential we might be exploring some different social media outlets in the near future. I feel like a lot of people are probably in the same boat there, but for now, that is the place to keep up with the show, to see both what we're up to and what other folks in the local community and here on CFRC are up to. We try to share that along. You ever want to send music our way, if you ever want to send events our way, anything like that, I will take a look at DMs, so please feel free to message that account there. Coming up next is another artist that I really like to spin for you, but a track that I wasn't previously privy to. I don't really know why I hadn't seen this one before. It came up on a kind of Discover playlist for me on my streaming service, and I decided I wanted to spin it this week. I felt really connected to it. The city that it talks about, I have a kind of interesting history with and a lot of nostalgia associated with, so that's always kind of a bonus. So we are going to hear from local legends Tiny Horse in just a little bit, but for now, here on CFRC 101.9 FM, it's Pater and Alexandra Willett with Montreal.
There's a sunny old spot in the back of my mind, the longitude and latitude of
time. The feeling of a memory, and some days I find I wanna crawl into the Polaroid right beside us.
It's hard to get around here. when you did. Summer nights in the West End, breaking hearts, crushing beer cans. You know how all my stories go. I changed the names, but you still know.
Kids.
was Magenta here on CFRC 101.9 FM with the new track, I Need Her Heart. Before that, we heard from Tiny Horse with The Girls, and Pater and Alexandra Willett with Montreal, spelled MTL if you are looking for it on Bandcamp or similar. You're here on CFRC 101.9 FM with Listening Queerly. And yeah, we got a couple more tracks on the docket for you. I wanted to take some time to encourage you to, I know it's probably a really mentally active, potentially physically or emotionally active time for a lot of people who have to be busy either by choice or by survival and that sort of thing. So if you needed someone to say it to you today and you do have the ability to take a second to breathe and take care of yourself, then I'm the person that is saying that to you right now. This week, I'm feeling really moved to be able to speak to you as the wonderful folks who tune in and really tell you like what's on my mind and how I'm feeling. And this is maybe a trend that I will kind of, I don't want, you know what? Pause. Let's not call that a trend. Let's call that maybe a new form of praxis or something for the show from here on in. I've always tried to do that with you, but I'm going to continue to let myself be moved in that way if that's what's going on. And this is part of what I'm doing for myself today, which is returning to a track that I loved in high school. I'm sure you know the feeling. This is off an album called Sew Me Anew by an artist by the name of Emma Lee Toyota. And I loved this album when I was about 15 or 16. Got introduced to me by my good friend Kate, who was responsible for a lot of that kind of feeling and a lot of that kind of introduction. And this track is so unique. This artist is so unique and ethereal and soothing and just a really good energy to bring into what I think I'm asking of myself and asking of you. So we're going to hear from Pillow Fight as well as Haley Kiyoko in just a little bit. But for now, here on Listen Queerly on CFRC 101.9 FM, it is Emma Lee Toyota with Nunu.
I have my reservations, but you won't seem to take them, honey pie. Why do you? Check, I swear I did, but you won't seem to hear it. Honey dear, what do you feel? Swirling, turning, burning, can't get you off of my mind. But we keep moving round these tables, unfurling, while I keep serving you, honey, won't you be mine? Thank you.
watching from afar. You're judging us. In my
catch my name for kicks, thinking I would be right by your side. I don't feel adequate, thinking I'm a monster in disguise. I've gone down every list, stuck with I have got to begin.
And you just heard from Hayley Kiyoko here on CFRC 101.9 FM with the track Gravel to Tempo. Before that, we heard from Pillow Fight with Hacks and Emily Toyota with Nunu. Now, I've got one more track left for you today. And in fact, it's going to start a new tradition. I said a little bit earlier in the program that if you're tuned in to Listening Queerly, a lot of times, you know, we do like get real, we like to get honest, that sort of thing, especially with me and how I'm feeling. I think that helps build community. I think that's why I do the show in a lot of ways. And I would be remiss if I did not speak up about my personal opinion about what is happening in the United States right now, especially given the content of the show, the attitudes and the legislature that are being passed to eliminate trans people from social life, to eliminate them, to erase them from existence in many ways, in my opinion. You can probably hear in my voice, this is not my usual tone. This is not usually the content of my show as it has been for many years. And I'm not saying you should only speak up when it's something this close or this loud, or when it's something that affects people you care about, but in this case, it happens to be all three. And unfortunately, I think we may just be seeing the beginning of some very dangerous and very harmful impacts on the broader queer community. And this is a queer program after all. So I would like for you to join me every week on Listening Queerly in participating in what I'm going to call my weekly act of peaceful protest. Again, this is all my opinion, but this is how it's going to be how I am ending the program. For as long as this administration or any administration sees fit to use their power to disavow the existence, the dignity, the humanity, the rights of trans people or any group of people or individual at all. This is how we're going to end the show. Every single week at the end of Listening Queerly, we're going to play a track that talks a lot about how I'm feeling right now and how you might be feeling as well. That track I've played before, it's Shame on You by the Indigo Girls off their album Shaming of the Sun. So once again, every week that this power is being exercised, every week that this injustice stands, for as long as it takes, we're ending the show here on Listening Queerly with the Indigo Girls and Shame on You. So thank you for being here. Thank you for using your voice. Thank you for surviving. It means so much to me that you tune in every week. Or maybe just once a week. Maybe you're catching me for the first time and you can't believe what I'm about to say. But for the first of likely many times, but hopefully not too many. Here on CFRC, on Listening Queerly, it's the Indigo Girls with Shame on You.
My friends, they wash the windows and they shine in the sun. They tell me wake up early in the morning sometimes, see what a beautiful job we've done. I said, let's put on some tunes, sing along and do a little all day. Down to the riverside, take off our shoes and wash these sins away. The river said, la la la, said, shame on you. The river said, la la la, said, shame on you. I go down to Chicano City Park, cause it makes me feel so fine. And when the weeds go down, you can see up close in the dead of the winter time. But when the summer comes, everything's in bloom and wouldn't know it's there. And the white folks like to pretend it's not, but their music's in the air. And you can hear them singing, la la la, say, shame on you. You can feel them dancing, la la la, say, shame on you. My friend Jenna, she says, you know, me and Jesus, we're of the same.
Students. Have you stumbled in your course and want a fresh start? Well, At the Best University has your back. AU offers more than 850 courses that align to your program, so you can retake your course